of support brainstorming activity. Well, not really activity, but like a lesson to give. That's a picture of me and my dog when I was like 11. So when you're in high school and you're going to you're about to go to college, there's different things that make you want to go here or there. So it's a crucial time to start understanding how important your future really is. It's an important event. So the factors that mainly go into it, and as I think, is location, financial aid packages, sports programs. Some high school students want to go into athletics. Maybe they have a dream to go be an athlete, or maybe they just like to be athletic because that's something that really can boost your confidence and it can boost your way of thinking. But I'm a big college football nut, so I put all that on there on the bottom. And then they have the flags of different majors you're going to pick, so that's a big thing. Strength of the major, the program, in what college you're in. I also thought convenience is family obligations could be a way of going about things, but if you have, like, family that are, like, a parent you need to take care of, or a brother or something, you don't want to go far. There's inspiration that comes when you're young. I think a lot of students, when they're young, before high school, they want to be a firefighter or they want to be a detective. So I thought of Curious George and the firefighters, and then Nate the Great and the Missing Key. It's kind of one of my favorite books when I was younger. Now, when you're later in life, there's other things out there like movies and TV shows that make you want to do different things. I wanted to be. It's sci-fi reality, so it's not the same thing. But I had a picture of Steven Spielberg, and some people want to be filmmakers. Some people want to be surgeons because they're watching ER and things like that. I actually started playing guitar when I was 14 or 15. I didn't play for 15 years. I started up this year again, and I really enjoyed playing guitar. So that's one thing that I think a lot of students want to do is play an instrument, play a sport. I wouldn't advise many students to do both. Maybe they could do both, just don't take on two. As some guidelines, I think that would be nice to know, and just, I'm sure people around them, like friends and family, could tell them, I went to school, I went to college, and I played an instrument, or I went to school. Because I do think music is very, very, is all these dreams were in high school, I want to do these. And then I'd advise the students definitely to look more, like I just talk to your family and friends, because people, all the people you know, obviously, maybe not all of them, but they went to college or they had a friend that went to college. I would make sure that if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, remember that you may break up. You're going to be number one. Your college, your experience, your education is number one. And who knows, you might meet up with this person again later in life. I always felt like one of my high school reunions, I was told by this economics teacher in high school that when you graduate college, you go somewhere, but where you live is when you're probably gonna revolve around that area. And you might meet up with friends. Teachers, definitely take the time to talk to your teachers, because they went to college, obviously they're teaching you, and I get recommendation letters. So I'd advise them to definitely, if they wanna work, they could. Obviously, you wanna spend your money in a good way. They may want to help too, because I spent a lot of my money when I was in high school. I was working, and I spent a lot of that in my first. So I think it's very important to have a very well balanced. A lot of kids don't get enough sleep, and I think that students need a lot more sleep than adults do. Their brains are still growing, and they're still adapting to everything before. And like I said before, talk to your teachers. And also, there's tutors out there. There's success programs in high school and in college that getting good grades. Obviously, therapists can help too, because learning around responsibility, managing money is something I think that all students need to do. They need to, they should spend time with their family. That's something they're not gonna have as much when they go to take care of their pets and their family. Do certain different things like chores around the house, because that's gonna transition to dorm life. Obviously, you're gonna do your laundry, build up spending your money in wise ways, car for college, something like that. I really think that work ethic and professionalism is always something that you should be looking at. They're high school students. They're not in middle school or younger. They should act professionally. Obviously, you want to be a kid, but it's the turning point in your lives. So you should always dress nice, have a good attitude. I think the next slide helps with that one. So I actually am... I'm an advisory committee for the Radio TV Broadcasting Committee at Medford Vocational. If you go to vocational high school, if you do go to one, you have all these different career paths you can go into right before you go into college, and I think that's a great thing you can get. And just sum up everything, I think that film and television and literature are very important to children and adults because they inspire younger people, they make inspire older people just to be better, different everyday things. This is important, but like I said before, don't take on too much. Building healthy relationships. And like I said, you still are a kid, so you do want to go out there and have time with your friends and just take breaks and meditate, which the different things I've been doing actually. For weeks I've been meditating a lot, and it's made me a lot more. But yeah, as a high school student, you want to live to the fullest and just have a smooth transition. Just different articles I found online and different things I could lesson.
Thanks, Russell. So some time for questions.
So I would I've done a lot of had experience in high school and like a seminar and just do I don't know juniors but high school seniors obviously, but then again juniors is a high school before they graduate.
So I feel like I'm kind of wondering about how to make examples of these things come mm-hmm. out to people. So I feel like a lot of the points are, here's what you need to do, here's what you should do, but how can you make them more concrete? So how can you get people to see examples of people doing these things or not doing them in real life and take something from that?
Well, vocational schools would be a lot easier because people can come in and help them about their lives and how they...
So you're kind of counting on a whole community of people to be pushing all these points on young people.
You could. Right? I mean, I could get alumni from high schools or people that just work around the area.
So one of the points was, you know, have a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking...
Well, they always have job fairs at, like, high schools, too. And
yeah.
Employers come in.
Well, that kind of point I'm thinking, the students who don't have a positive attitude have barriers in front of them that
right.
are keeping them from that. So telling them is not going to do a lot of good
mm-hmm.
just on the surface. So that kind of thing, how do you make it a living experience for young people? You know, that's just an example, but
yeah.
you know, if you don't have a concrete answer, that's fine. But that's what I'd like to know that from hearing this. You know, that's what I'm wondering now.
Like, I can relate to what I got a pro college, and it kind of job that they try to put me on, but it half.
I feel like also like success programs in high school and college can have all things like that.
Are there any particular things that you mentioned that you feel like guidance counselors or teachers or other people don't really do well? Like, what are the things that schools just don't do well, obviously, right now, from your list?
It's interning at Ridge and Lattin, just like I asked them, like, I wanted to be a teacher. What made her want to be a teacher? I hope there's not a lot of teachers out there like that, because I know it's...
Is the answer that you're saying to my question, teachers naturally pretty well do these things or support them or all... Are teachers in agreement about your points, I guess? That's my question.
I would see so, yeah.
So
I mean, I don't think there's many others out there like the one I talked to.
Yeah. Then what you're doing for your product, you're just trying to compile the whole set of mm-hmm. possibilities of what students need to hear.
Yeah.
Is that it? You're trying to be comprehensive.
I also thought there was some activity I could think about doing.
Yeah.
But,
slightly related to what Jeremy was talking about, or at least this is what I think, is also this question of and bringing in evidence or examples. For example, depending on the students you're talking to, some of the best motivational speakers are the ones who have gone through stuff, and then they're coming back saying, I went through stuff. And
mm-hmm.
But it's the going through stuff that gives them the credibility to speak to a certain set of people. So might be like what Jeremy's saying, if someone doesn't care or have never been this way, why would they start listening now? And having that person's like, you know, I was where you were at, and these are the consequences
yep.
of me being where you were at. And that starts to then, wow, he speaks what I'm experiencing, so maybe I'll listen to the other stuff he has to say. So that credibility and that evidence.
One thing that got me thinking about some of this stuff was I was actually, hey, I told Jeremy, I was at my old high school a couple weeks ago, and I was on a higher ed panel, and I was telling about my experiences and how when I was a student right at this high school, I wish I did a lot more when I was here. And I look at all the things I've done over the years in my associate degree, my bachelor's degree, and now in my master's program that I could have quite tweaked a bit more when I was younger. and my story, obviously, and I hopefully that impacted them, and that's kind of like what I want to do.
So one more, then we'll move on.
I think it's very complete, but maybe it's too much. Have you thought about breaking this into smaller components? Not necessarily less subjects, but like maybe shorter cons to focus more on trying to, you know, figure out what you want to do. You know, not necessarily like interest testing, because that goes beyond this. But, you know, you were mentioning how you went from your associate's degree to your bachelor's degree and now to your master's. You know, that was broken up into pieces to make it more manageable so that it wasn't like you were facing, oh, I'm going to be in, you know, from high school senior, I'm going to be in school for the next 6 to 7 years, you know, nonstop.
It's like one of the first things that I'm all like, I have to do in a career.